It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. Hey, Michael, you've traveled a lot, right?
I have indeed, yes.
Have you ever been to Scioto, Illinois?
I can't say I've had the pleasure of touring Scioto, Illinois.
It's in McDonough County, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Right. And according to the 2010 census, population was 61. Anyway, the reason I bring up Scioto, Illinois, is that they have a high school there. So it must be a regional high school
with three students in it.
Well, and one young man was the valedictorian.
Ooh,
Sam Blackledge.
Yeah,
yeah, he was all set to deliver his valedictorian address at West Prairie High School. West Prairie, as opposed to the East Prairie. You got to make a left at the cactus. No, they don't have cactus there.
This sounds like
a left at the tumbleweed.
Sounds like a sophisticated metropolis.
What were you telling me about the real estate listing there, Natalie?
I just found this is great. I'm always looking for a good deal. They have a 1,200 square foot house, two bedroom.
Yeah.
Nice. It's like a good size apartment.
Yeah.
For $72,000.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
$72,000.
Oh, what are the taxes? $12.
are the roads paved?
No, actually, they have, I don't know. But there are wires going to the house, so there is electricity.
Well, this is an interesting story. We're making fun of Scioto, Illinois, but it's an interesting story because young Sam Blackledge was all set to give his address, and they made him take out all the references to God and Jesus.
Why? Is this an atheist colony or something?
I don't know. He told the Kansas City Star, it was terrible. I felt like I wanted to cry. His quote is, "Christ is the only reason I was a valedictorian. He's the reason I got a 4.0. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be up there. I was giving him credit for that."
The only reason he's the valedictorian is that there was only one more person in his class.
Wow. The school didn't want him to speak at all, and they've finally let him give a very generic address. Why is that? I mean, if that's how he felt and that's who he wanted to praise, why not?
He should have done it anyway. And called himself a protester.
Well,
deliver the speech you want to deliver.
Apparently, he's got an attorney involved. Surprise, surprise. They're accusing the high school of violating the boy's rights regarding freedom of speech and religion. It actually violates the Constitution. They would be well to remember Tinker versus Des Moines, of course.
I never knew Tinkerbell visited Des Moines.
It's right down the street from Scioto. He's considering legal action. There you go.
That's the way it always works.